Archers, for the week 6 to 11 March 2005.
First thing on Saturday morning, Eddie calls round to see Oliver.
Boy!
Ah, Eddie, morning.
Where is he? Where's that little tow rig?
What?
Bruno.
Ah,
Here, come and have a look at this.
What?
See what you've done to my van?
Hold on a minute.
There you look, see? You took the paint off, all down the side.
You're accusing Bruno of scratching your van?
No, I'm not accusing, I'm telling you. It was him, he did it.
Whoa, now hold on, how can you be so sure?
Because this time I got witnesses. Tom and Jazza, they saw him.
Saw him?
They caught him doing it. They was driving past. You ask Tom, he'll tell you. They caught him red-handed.
I see.
He can't lie his way out of it this time. Go on, fetch him.
He's not here at the moment.
Oh, well, now there's a surprise. Got a few bruises, has he?
Grays, yes.
Yeah, Jazza did that to him. He was lucky not to get a good kicking.
All right, Eddie. There's been quite enough trouble already. Let's not make it any worse.
It shows I was right all along, didn't it? Not just the van. It was him who did the dead crow and all the rest of it. You believe me now?
Yes. Yes, yes, it must have been Bruno.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Mike's refusing to come back.
Yeah, I've been talking to Betty.
Oh, dear.
He's saying it's all Neil's fault. Neil's blaming Mike, like a pair of spoiled kids.
Not helping you to get the house finished.
Oh, it's a nightmare. I'm beginning to think we'll be stuck in that caravan forever.
No.
And of course, Neil still thinks he can do it all by himself. I tried to plaster a wall last week. Oh, you should have seen the mess.
So you're still waiting on the plasterer?
Yeah, well, I'll have to get the staircase in first. That's not coming till next week. And there's the door frames. And he's just found out he's put some of the plumbing in wrong.
Oh, I get the picture.
But no. Oh, this row with Mike. Oh, honestly, I feel like banging their heads together.
You think that'd help?
It might make me feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to do something. I'll be stuck like this till Easter.
Can't you hire someone else? Maybe getting a builder to get things moving again.
Oh, that would be so wonderful.
I'm sure you'd find someone.
Oh, builders. Oh, builders have got to be paid. That's the trouble.
Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, excuse me.
I'll be off then.
David.
I'll see you.
Oh, bye, Susan.
Bye.
Hi.
Hiya. How are you doing?
I'm on my way now.
Oh, it's okay. I don't want to rush you or anything.
It's okay.
Only Ben's playing up a bit and I want to get back out to the lambs.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The shop was busy, you know.
I see.
I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Right. So, did Susan have any interesting gossip?
Susan? How did...
I've been watching you for the last 5 minutes.
What? Where?
On the computer. You're on the village webcam.
You mean...
Yeah, I've got a nice view of the whole green. I can see you now. Smile.
It's not just a spray job. There's the artwork too.
Yes.
He scratched right through my pigs. I'll have to pay to get them repainted.
So, give me a figure.
It's hard to say. It won't be cheap.
Well, would, $250 cover it?
Or
would you rather get an estimate first?
No, fair enough. We'll call it $250.
You don't mind a check?
No, check's fine.
Right. And I hope you'll also accept my sincere apologies.
Why should you apologise?
Well, we may only be his foster carers, but of course we feel responsible.
But it's Bruno who should apologise. You know what he's done. You can't let him get away with it.
No, of course not.
So what are you going to do about it?
I'll go straight out and find him. And we'll make sure he understands how serious this is. I've no doubt about that.
Look, what he's done is criminal. He's got to be...
Eddie, what Bruno's done is quite inexcusable. And he'll have to be punished. But I must ask you, please... Don't go to the police.
After what he done to Clary? Why shouldn't I?
I was with Bruno when he visited Snatch in prison. I know what went on between them. Bruno still worships his father. He hangs on his every word.
Yeah, like father-like son.
Yeah, it's not his fault he's got a father like Snatch. And he's still only 15. Plenty of young lads his age get into trouble. But they're not always to blame.
So you're asking me to let him off?
No. Just let Caroline and I decide how he'll be punished. It won't help Bruno to have a criminal record. Just give him one more chance.
Okay, then. One more.
Thank you.
But if there's any more trouble, I'll be down on him like a ton of bricks.
If Mike's got anything to say, he can come here and say it.
Oh, Neil.
I'm not crawling round to him, not after the way he's behaved.
He's behaved? Sounds like you're as bad as each other.
I'm not going begging to Mike. Oh. I've got better things to do. I've got to sort this mess out.
What's that now?
Oh, there should have been a stop valve in here where it goes into the tank.
So how did...
I don't know. I forgot. Point is... Oh, flipping it.
Well, if you'd had someone to help...
Susan! Mike's gone. He's not coming back. I'll have to keep on without him.
But...
So please, please, give it a rest. Stop going on at me about it.
You can't keep on alone, Neil.
Yes, I can.
No! It's hopeless. You're just being stupid.
Stupid?
Yes. This whole thing. If you hadn't lost your temper with Mike...
Oh, so it's all my fault?
Well, it's true. You don't stop and think. You've got to learn how to manage people.
Susan.
This whole project... Oh, it's all such a mess.
Oh.
No help, no money. We should have finished months ago.
So that's how you feel, huh?
I can't take it much longer.
How can you say that to me? I spend every minute of my spare time. I come out here in all weathers. I work all the hours God sends.
Neil!
And this is all I get from you. But if you think I've made such a mess of it, why don't you finish it yourself?
Neil!
Here, you take it. I'm going. I've had enough.
Oh, hey, still at it?
Check the email.
Happened to Pip?
Huh?
Thought she was coming out to bottle feed those twins.
She's upstairs, on the phone.
Oh, is this...
Yeah, she's still talking to her friend, is he?
How long's she been gassing away now? Must be an hour.
That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah. Mind you, if this keeps on, we'll have to watch the phone bill.
David?
No. I think it's great. Must have plenty to talk about.
I'm just so pleased she's found someone.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, she can chat all day if she wants.
Yeah. It's funny. It goes on about her enough, you know, is he this, is he that?
Yeah.
But we don't really know much about her at all, do we?
She had a lunchtime detention last week.
Yeah.
According to Pip. For being late, I think. Oh, there's one here from Elizabeth.
Really? Well, she's sending us an email.
There's a picture. It's Julia.
Julia and Lewis, wow.
Hey, don't they look grand?
And what does Elizabeth say?
Royal wedding, latest news.
Royal wedding.
Hi there, Brookfield. I thought you'd like to see the pic. Julia had it done for their engagement.
Oh, right.
Things are mad here. She's off with the fairies planning a fantasy wedding. She wants to take over the whole place with marquees and string quartets and a harpist. And, wait for it, an ice sculpture for the centrepiece.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And probably a golden coach pulled by snow white horses, for all I know. We've been trying to bring her back down to earth. Oh, I think that's so sad.
Expensive.
Yeah, but she's an old lady and this is such a sweetie.
Yeah, but...
Oh, can't she have her dream wedding?
Hang on, see what Elizabeth says. She thinks because it's a home wedding, she's getting it all on the cheap.
Okay,
but I know she's going to bankrupt us. Help.
Nigel can't be that hard up.
You old romantic, you.
She won't get another chance. If she wants marquees and string quartets and a harpist... I think she should have them.
Neil, just listen.
It's okay, I got the message.
No.
It's all my fault. I messed up the house party.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, that's how it sounded to me. Maybe we should give up, abandon the whole thing, sell up and let someone else finish it.
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, if you don't think I'm up to it...
Look, I know how hard you've worked, how much you've put into the house.
Yeah. What thanks do I get, huh?
Oh, I was upset about Mike. And I'm tired and... Oh, it's all getting on top of me. I shouldn't have lost my temper. I'm sorry.
All right, but...
And you shouldn't have walked off like that.
Okay, I'm sorry too, but... Well, you can see how I felt.
Well, you can see how I feel too. We can't go on like this. We're getting nowhere. We'll never be finished.
I'll finish it. It'll take a bit longer, that's all.
So you won't...
If Mike comes back to me, fine. If he don't, well...
You'll just keep on by yourself.
Yes,
We don't have much choice, do we?
Bruno.
Hello. What? What's the matter?
I think you know very well what's the matter.
I can sit on swings if I like, can't I?
Oh, don't be such a fool. I've just had a visit from Eddie Grundy. Yes. He told me exactly what happened yesterday, everything. And he showed me his van. Well, have you nothing to say?
What am I supposed to say?
You can start by apologising.
What for?
For all those lies you've told us. That ridiculous nonsense about a fight in the school playground.
What does it matter about?
Of course it matters. It was you all along, wasn't it? The dead crow, the word sprayed on the lawn.
Maybe. So what if it was?
Oh, can't you see, Bruno?
It's not your business. It's between me and the Grundys.
It's very much our business. Caroline and I, we believed you when you said you weren't to blame. We took your side against the Grundys. Now, we find it's all been a pack of lies. You've betrayed our trust in you, Bruno. You've let us all down.
So?
Oh, come on. You can do better than that.
Nothing I can do, is there?
Well, how about this? I've just written Eddie a cheque for £250 towards the van repairs. We'll expect you to pay towards it from your allowance.
You do what you want. I can't stop you.
And we'll have to tell Sheila, of course. I'm sure she'll want to come and see you.
Yeah, yeah.
But first of all, before we do anything else, you'll come with me now to the Grundys and apologise for what you've just done.
Apologise?
After the way you've upset Clary, I think it's the very least you can do.
No! I'm not doing that, no way!
Bruno, you are very lucky they haven't reported this to the police.
I don't care! Let them do what they want.
Bruno!
Listen, Eddie's scum. He grassed up my dad. Whatever he got, he had it coming. You do what you want to me. I'm not apologising.
Emma's feeling the strain at Jack's.
There, Sage, just on my knee.
Nope. No, I can't see anything.
Oh, it's hard to tell through my tights.
No, still can't see anything.
It's just a shadow.
You think so?
Yes, it's definitely not a varicose vein.
I hope not.
Come on, at your age, I'm the one who have to start worrying.
You're not 8 months pregnant.
That's true, I suppose.
I'm telling you, Debbie, my legs are half ache after a long day.
Aww. Well, you can't be working much longer, though, surely. When do you start your maternity leave?
End of next week.
Oh, well, you're almost there.
That's if Kenton ever...
Well, bonjour, mademoiselle.
Hi.
Oh, and there's a customer waiting.
Okay.
So, how was the springtime in Paris, chérie?
Yeah, great. It's interesting. Hmm? If there's anything you want to know about biofuels?
Yeah, not especially, no.
Okay, how about the very latest in grain harvesting technology?
Oh, I can see you really got into that romantic cafe lifestyle.
Well, to be fair, Mum and I did get the odd day shopping, too.
Oh, yeah, I bet you did.
It was mostly business.
Hmm?
The show, that's why I was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so how was were we before that? Was it Hungary?
Yes, sorting out some important business for Dad.
Oh, yeah, naturally.
But since you asked, that went okay too, thank you. I really enjoyed it.
I don't know, farmers these days, no more mucking out pigsties. It's all jet-setting around Europe.
Kenton, come
on. For some.
Bad enough with Adam going on at me.
Oh, yeah? Do I detect some inter-sibling rivalry?
No. Well, I do have to be careful not to go on about it too much in front of him. He gets a little bit tetchy.
Oh, yeah, I wonder why.
Anyway, it all seems a long time ago already. Back to the grindstone.
Oh, yeah, so I can see.
I can't get much drilling done in this weather, can I? And I had some stuff to pick up in town.
So. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
So how's life with you, then?
Oh, God, me. Soldiering on.
Things okay with you and Kathy?
Well, not quite as bad as they were.
Yeah?
Well, not much better either.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Though I am making some progress. I took Jamie to the footy the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a great time. And we had a kick round after school and Kathy asked me in for some tea.
Really?
Yeah, okay, I know it's not much, but...
Kenton?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, is that the time? I must be on my way.
Well, don't let me rush you.
As if. Nice coffee, Hala. I'll see you around.
Okay, yeah, I'll see you.
Bye, Emma. Listen, take it easy, won't you?
I'll do my best.
Bye.
Oh, right.
Kenton, if you've got a moment.
How long will this take?
It's about my maternity leave.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I go in a week and a half and you still haven't found anyone to cover for me.
No.
I just want to make this clear now so there's no misunderstanding. I am going a week Friday. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I'm not staying on a day longer just to bail you out.
Yeah, okay, don't worry. It's top of my list, yeah?
So, when are you going to advertise?
Emma, I promise you, it's all under control.
Okay.
In fact, I'll deal with it as soon as I'm back. Hmm?
Back?
Yeah, I'm just popping out for a while.
How long?
Oh, just a few minutes. I'll see you later.
I called social services and spoke to Bridget.
Oh, good.
I brought her up to date. Not the easiest call I've ever made.
No, I bet.
Though she was very understanding. I suppose this kind of thing's all in a day's work for her.
What about the graze on Bruno's face?
Yes, I explained exactly how it happened.
Good. So at least we're covered for that.
She's going to try and have a word with Sheila. And she said it might be useful if... Well, if we did the same.
Did you call her?
I left a message on her voicemail. She's out on another case.
Okay. Well done, anyway. Thanks for dealing with all that.
Now, don't let your coffee get cold.
What? Oh, I've forgotten it was there.
Been one of those days.
Oh, it's starting to calm down, thank goodness. I've not been very efficient. Too busy worrying about this whole situation.
Well, mustn't do that. Look, I'm sorry. I know I was the one who kept on about giving the lad the benefit of the doubt, but there was no proof. All we had were Eddie's accusations.
Yes, I suppose.
Now we do know the truth, well.
What now?
Yes.
Did you get much out of him on the way to school?
No, hardly a word. He's still refusing point blank to apologise to the Grundys.
So?
Well, perhaps we should wait until we've spoken to Sheila, eh?
Would you like me to try and call her?
Will you have the time?
Yeah, it should be easier now.
Thanks. I really must get out onto the farm with no Ed there to help me.
Oh, Oliver.
Oh, don't despair. Mm. We'll find a way through this. You'll see.
Stopped raining. Too late to get out there now.
Yeah.
I'd hope to get a good afternoon's drilling done.
Well, if you're at a loose end, I could always use a hand to put up these pens.
Later maybe. I want to talk to Dad about some new wheat varieties we saw in Paris.
Oh, okay.
He's not in the office. Have you seen him?
You could try Alice's room.
Yeah?
He's been helping her with some schoolwork. History coursework? Yeah, it might be worth a try.
That's very thoughtful of him. I never got any help with mine. Must be going soft in his old age. And the way he's backed down over the sixth form college. And he's been so nice to Mum recently, have you noticed?
I've been too busy.
Okay, I'll let you get on.
Debbie, those antibiotics.
Ah,
Don't say you...
Oops.
Oh.
Sorry. I went to the farm supplies and then I
Debbie,
just sort of...
it wasn't much to ask. I even wrote it down
for
you.
I know, sorry.
How the hell did you manage to forget?
Right, I said I'm sorry.
I've got to treat that ram tonight. I have to leave this and go and fetch it.
I'll go in for you. Don't need to start shouting about it.
Look, I'm knackered. I've been going flat out all day.
I know.
And in case you'd forgotten, I spent last week running this place single-handed while you were...
Not again.
What do you mean?
Adam, can't you see how stupid and pointless this is?
What?
You know perfectly well why Dad sent me to Paris and not you.
It's nothing to do with
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. You think it was some kind of favouritism.
I didn't say
that. Yeah, it's what you think. I didn't ask to go. I went because I've got the languages and the EU experience.
All right. But look at it from where I stand. You're off doing the executive stuff, making the big management decisions, while I'm stuck here in the rain, up to my knees
in... Oh, don't be ridiculous.
But that's how it feels to me. I'm the mug who does the dirty work.
Adam,
the junior partner, while you get all the cushy jobs.
Oh, come on, that is absolute rubbish. He treats us exactly the same.
How can you say that after last week?
Because it's true. If you'd been the French speaker, he'd have sent you instead. You know he would.
Well, so it's all because I've got the wrong A-levels?
Dad decides whatever's best for the farm.
Oh, sure.
Yes! You think there's some big conspiracy to make you into the junior partner or whatever? That's complete and utter nonsense.
So, when do I get the chance to fly off somewhere while you stay and look after the sheep?
There's no reason why not. If Dad thinks it's necessary, then of course I'd do it. I wouldn't make such a fuss about it either.
Perish the thought.
Not that it's ever going to happen.
It might. Who knows?
I won't start holding my breath.
Adam, no one's trying to do you down. We're both on the same side. So let's not get all steamed up about it, yeah? Stop being so paranoid.
Caroline!
Oh, hello. In for a swim?
Yeah, me and Jamie.
Ooh, not too crowded?
No, it's quite empty. Had fun teaching them how to do a cannonball.
So, where is he?
Jamie, he's gone home. Kathy came to fetch him.
Ah.
Yeah, well, she was in a hurry, so...
Yes, I see.
Last time I got asked him for a cup of tea. I thought I might be lucky and get a biscuit this time. Oh, well, there you go.
Well, if she was in a hurry.
Yeah, no. Mustn't try and rush things one step at a time.
Mm.
I mean, at least we're on speaking terms. She doesn't start screaming every time she sees me and wave a crucifix at me. That's got to be progress.
Mm.
If you think there's anything else I can do, I'm open to suggestions.
Oh, there's Oliver.
Right.
Hello?
Well, I guess there's nothing else for it but to head back to the cafe.
Bye then. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Hello. Did you manage to get through to Sheila?
Yes. Oh, Oliver.
What?
I felt so awful having to go through it all with her. I really felt we'd let her down.
Yeah, I felt rather the same with Bridget.
She took it all very seriously anyway. She was disappointed in Bruno, of course. Though not terribly surprised.
Is she coming out to see him?
Yeah, but she wasn't sure when.
Right.
She was pretty booked up.
Right.
She said she'd check her diary and let us know.
So, what do we do in the meantime?
Well, she was very adamant that we mustn't let him think he's got away with it.
Well, does she think we should have told the police?
Oh, that was obviously a difficult one. But if Eddie hasn't reported it, well...
Yes, okay.
She thought we'd done exactly the right thing by docking Bruno's allowance towards the van repairs.
Good.
And she thinks we should consider other sanctions, too.
Huh?
Like cutting down his time in front of the TV. Or stopping him from going out.
Yeah, well, that's more like it.
I thought if we stopped him going into Borchester after school...
Yeah.
..so he couldn't see his mates, that would hit him quite hard. Enough to make our point.
And what did Sheila say to that?
Yes.
Ah.
And maybe he could do some extra work on the farm, too.
Yeah, that sounds fair enough.
I'd have to be so careful, though. Make him understand why we're doing it. We don't want to alienate him completely.
No, no, absolutely not.
Trouble is, he's still so sure he's in the right.
Yes. Defending the family honour. Being loyal to his dad.
This all began after his visit to Snatch. As far as he's concerned, it's all black and white. Ed is a grass.
And deserves whatever he gets.
So how on earth are we going to persuade him he's wrong?
Not still raining out there, is it?
What?
Your hair's all wet.
I've been for a swim.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, with Jamie. Okay, I know it was a bit longer than I thought. You weren't too busy, were you?
No worse than usual.
Right. Well, I'm back now. I tell you what, I'll cash up for you.
Okay. Oh, Kenton, what about my maternity cover?
Ah, yes.
Well, you promised you'd start advertising...
It's okay, there'll be no need for that. It's all sorted.
Well, you found someone.
Well, why advertise when we already know the ideal candidate?
What?
Well, Beth, of course. Who else?
Oh.
Yeah, she's perfect. She's got all the skills and experience, and she's already been part of the team.
Wow. Yeah, but she's...
What is it? Well, she's great. Well, the punters absolutely loved her when she was here. And she's one smart cookie, too. She was a real asset to the business. I don't know why I didn't think of her before.
So, you've already asked her?
Well, no, I haven't seen her, but... Why? Well, you haven't got a problem with her, have you?
No.
Right.
No, it's nothing to do with me. You pick who you want.
Oh, okay. I'll ask her tomorrow.
Susan's struggling to keep her mind on her work.
I was
late for the papers this morning.
What happened?
Oh, Neil got up early and somehow I went back to sleep.
Oh dear.
I didn't bother resetting the alarm. I mean, I never go back to sleep, not like that.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Morning.
Hi, well, I can't stop, I'm going to town. Tom, don't you ever answer that mobile.
Sorry, I saw there was a missed call.
Okay, well, Dad wants to get on with the ploughing this afternoon. Can you wash and net up some carrots?
Yeah, I told him I would.
Oh.
Sort of sorted. He asked me this morning.
Okay, well, 3 nets would be great. I'll pick them up later.
Okay.
Thanks.
So, anything else?
No, that was it. See you later, then.
See ya. Isn't it great to see my sieve back on form?
Yeah. Oh, no. Look what I've done.
What?
I packed 10 instead of 8. I can't believe it. What am I doing?
Just repack it, no problem.
Oh, going doolally. Oh, I'm just not with it this morning.
So that has been keeping you awake at night?
Well... Oh, Tom. It's all such a mess.
Mike's still refusing to come back.
Yeah. And Neil won't even go and talk to him. He says he can manage on his own.
Well, he thinks he's Superman.
Oh, it's wearing us both down. He's over there all the time. He's got no time for me or the family or...
Not much time for the pigs either.
Well, I know. I mean, he does his best, but...
That wasn't exactly the smartest move. Going off and leaving Jazza in charge.
He was really sorry about you having to go and catch those wieners.
Not what I needed. And it's not like it was the first time I've had to go up there and bail him out recently.
I'm sure it won't happen again.
Won't it? Susan, if he's to supply me with top quality produce, he's got to be 100% committed.
Yeah, but...
And that's not how it feels at the moment. We can't go on this way. In fact, if things don't improve soon, we're going to reach crisis point. Well, I've got to look out for my business. Neil and I will have to do some serious talking.
Oh, Tom, wait. You don't understand.
What don't I understand?
You don't know how bad things are. Why Neil had that row with Mike?
Yeah.
Because we couldn't afford to pay him. We've run out of cash. We've got no money left at all.
Nothing?
No. Not after we've paid the electrician. Neil was using money from the housekeeping. We can't pay the plasterer, we can't pay Mike, we can't pay anyone.
Yeah, so I thought I'd check out the website and have a look.
So where is this camera?
It's on the village hall. It looks out over the green.
Bizarre.
Anyway, I found the site, and sure enough, there was the village green, in all its glory.
Wow.
Yeah, what's that there for about 3-4 minutes? And do you know what? Nothing moved at all. Honestly, nothing happened. I thought there must be a fault or something. And then old Mrs... Oh, what's her name, you know, with the shopping trolley.
Yeah, I know.
She appeared right at the edge. And then in the next frame, there she was in the middle of the green.
Wow, gripping stuff.
Well, by the next frame, she disappeared. I'd had enough by then. Too much excitement.
Oh, well, I'll have to check it out myself.
Yeah, you must.
Okay, that's 6:20, please.
All right. Oh, Helen, I'm sorry I was in such a rush on Sunday.
Oh, but don't worry.
I had another service in Darrington.
Well, I know, it's a busy day for you.
Yeah, mothering Sunday. It's still a difficult one for Amy.
Oh.
If I'm honest, I don't find it so easy myself.
I've been thinking about... You know, what we talked about last time. Grief and so on. I'm sorry, you're in the middle of your shopping. I mustn't...
No. How are you fixed for the rest of the day? You free this afternoon?
Later on, yeah.
Right, well, I'll be at home, so why don't you pop in for a coffee?
That was too soft. Should have shot the little scumbag.
So that's your considered opinion,
yeah? Yeah, of course. After what he'd done, he had it coming.
Well, lock him up and throw away the key, why don't they?
It's not just the van. He did all that other stuff too, and he got me laid off the farm.
What? A few days paid leave? He's done you a favour.
No, what about that thing with the crow? Total psycho.
Well, let me guess. You're still talking about Bruno.
Yeah, Ed's all for bringing back capital punishment.
Now, what are you going to do? Tell a social worker? He'd laugh in your face, like, oh, help me, look at me, I'm so scared.
Well, maybe you should try not to get so worked up about it.
Come on, Beth.
I seem to have heard one heck of a lot about Bruno these last few days. It's starting to feel just a little deja vu.
I want him stopped, that's all.
Okay, look, I've got my coat. Shall we,
Yeah, I want to finish this.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, Ed. I'm not defending what he's done, but, you know, well, I mean with a dad-like snatch.
You guys just don't appreciate how lucky you are. I can show you neighborhoods back home where they'd have settled this with handguns.
So it might not be serious to you. But...
That's not what I'm saying. It was awful what he did to Clary.
Yeah, too right.
I'm only trying to introduce a sense of perspective here.
Yeah, well, you wait here. I'll bring the car on the front.
Okay.
Bye, Ed. Nothing like a good old-fashioned family feud, eh? It's real hillbilly stuff.
You're not stuck in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Actually, Beth, now you're here, I've got a proposition for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you enjoyed working here, didn't you?
Sure. I wouldn't have found anywhere better.
Oh, good. I mean, you know, it was really great for me to have you around. You were a valuable member of the Jack's team.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
Well, so how'd you like to come back again?
Come back?
Yeah, well, you know Emma's starting her maternity leave soon, and, well, I'll need someone to cover, and I was thinking that you would be the ideal candidate.
Oh.
And it's just possible that I might be able to offer you, well, a more permanent position, So what do you say?
Ta-da!
Alan, what is that?
What do you think? Does it suit me?
Well, it's great, but why on earth?
A genuine ex-clown's circus wig. I borrowed it off a bloke in Darrington.
Right, so, well...
Big?
Yes, and orange.
Yeah. I thought it might turn a few heads on the village green.
You're not going to...
Oh, yes, I am, on Friday. Red Nose Day.
Oh, right.
We're having a do in the village hall.
Yeah, I saw the ad.
All proceeds to charity. Free drink if you come in fancy dress. You ought to come along.
Well, maybe, if I can.
Well, fancy dress isn't compulsory.
Well, it'll be worth it just to see you in that wig.
Well, the theme this year is big hair and beyond. I reckon this ought to fit the bill.
Yes, and how.
Well, I'll take it off now. It's a bit warm under here.
Well, that's very brave of you. I wouldn't have the nerve.
Well, when you're a vicar, you get used to putting on silly clothes and making an exhibition of yourself.
Yes, I suppose. I hadn't thought of it like that.
And it's all in a good cause.
Well, now I'll feel guilty if I don't turn up.
No, you mustn't feel that. If you're busy, you can always make a donation. I think Sid's got a box in the Bull.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone's watching the webcam on Friday night, at least they'll have something to look at.
Well, like a really weird impression of Ambridge.
Oh, yes, we all go around in outsized clothes and...
And orange wigs.
And orange wigs. I'm afraid it'll confirm their worst suspicions about how weird country folk are.
Hey, I'm Ambridge, born and bred, remember?
Yeah, nothing personal, sorry.
Though I can't speak for all my relations, of course.
Look, have some more tea.
Oh, no, hey, gosh. I hadn't realised the time.
What? Oh, you...
Yes, I've got stock to sort out for the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I spent the whole time gossiping.
Oh, Alan, it was great. Just what I needed.
Well, you'll have to come round again soon.
Yeah. Yes, thanks, I will. And good luck on Friday.
Neil?
Oh, hello.
So you've put your builder's tools away for a few minutes.
Look, Tom, I told you how sorry I was about those escape wieners.
Yeah, okay.
I meant it. It won't happen again.
Good. It's just... Well, I've been talking to Susan.
Huh? What about?
How worried she is about the house. Desperate. Especially now Mike's off the scene.
Well, she needn't be. I'm managing.
Are you?
Yeah, I can carry on without Mike. Just take a bit longer.
Susan also told me... Well, she told me about your financial situation.
She said what?
Your money problems. Neil, I had no idea.
That's our business. Susan should never have told you.
I'm glad you did. You need some help.
You let me worry about that.
No can do, I'm afraid. If you've got a problem, then so have I.
I don't see
what it's... Neil, you can't manage two full-time jobs at once. It's crazy. The pigs are bound to suffer. That's bad for business.
So... What are you saying, exactly?
Well, we need to find a way out of this before it gets any worse.
That's all very well, but...
Listen, you need cash. Susan says the bank won't help anymore. So, why don't I give you a loan?
You? But...
Well, I can raise it, no problem. How much do you need?
I don't know, but...
Will 10 grand be enough?
10,000?
I may have to stretch out a
little. Look, John, I don't want money.
Interest-free, of course. I could dock the repayments from your wages over, say, 2 or 3 years.
No.
Neil, I'm trying to help you here.
Thanks for the offer.
Okay,
but no.
Okay. Don't decide now. Take some time. Have a word with Susan.
But that won't
make it over, okay? But don't be too long about it.
Well, I got my pay from Dad. That's what he owes me, so how about we hit Felpisham tonight, eh?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm pretty washed out.
Just a few drinks, then? Leave out the clubs?
No, not really. I think I'd rather stay in.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
It's been a long day.
Well, we could just go down the Bull.
Maybe. I'll see.
You all right? I mean, you're not feeling ill or anything, are you?
No.
Okay, then. Well, yeah, let's go.
Wait, Ed. Hold on.
Yeah?
I spoke to Kenton after you'd gone. He wants me to go back and cover for Emma's maternity leave.
Yeah? So, what did you say?
Well, I turned him down.
Oh, I thought you liked it there.
Ed, I turned him down because I can't do it.
Well, stopping you. If you don't, you'll have to find someone else, won't you?
Well, I guess I should have told you this sooner.
What?
And I won't be around when Emma leaves. Well, I'll be back in the States.
Beth?
I've had such a great time here, but I can't stay forever. I'm going home.
Is Adam still nursing his grudge against Debbie?
I won't keep you long.
Isn't that this maze idea of yours?
Oh.
I've had a look at the detailed proposals you gave me. Where are they? Yeah. So, what did you think?
A few things I'm not sure about. You'd want about 5 acres.
Yes, that's the minimum.
All right, but, I mean, you say here you'd mark out the design by hand-pulling the young plants. Or use a knapsack sprayer.
Yes. Yeah, that's how it was done at the place I went to see.
What, over 5 acres? Sounds like a heck of a lot of work.
Yes, but I could get in some help. And once you've marked it out, you can use a ride-on mower.
Hmm. And you're sure about using a magical theme?
Yeah, a magi-maze. Well, it's what the kids are into, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure. In a couple of years ago, maybe.
I'll make it work. A wizard with a wand, cloak, pointy hat, plenty of chances to get lost. And we'd have magic-type clues as they go around. Spells and stuff.
Yes.
Well, okay, I know it's not like anything we've done before.
No, Adam, no. The more I think about it, the more I like it.
Yeah?
In fact, I think we ought to do it.
Yeah? I mean, yeah, great, fantastic.
Hey, you've done your research. It's been well thought out. Well done.
Thanks.
And if we don't do it, someone else round here will.
Oh, sorry.
Ian, hi.
Are you still busy?
No. I'm all done with him now.
Okay.
Adam, one day soon we'll go up and see about the access and car parking.
Yeah, great.
Well, I've got to be off. I've got a Borchester land meeting.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Yes.
So, what?
Brian's bought my magi maze.
Really?
Yeah. The one Debbie was so busy rubbishing. She's not going to like this.
There you go, son. Just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, great.
Nothing like a drop of the real stuff to help drown your sorrows.
What sorrows?
I know how you must be feeling, son.
What, Beth?
You mustn't let it, but... Hey, look. Who's there?
Okay, it's only me.
Oh, evening.
Oh, hello.
You open for business?
You're in luck. Have a seat.
Oh, great, thanks.
Well, you escaped the lambs, then?
Yeah, through the worst. Dad's taken over, and Ruth's on the phone to her mum.
Hey, so no need for excuses, mate. Members are welcome any time. There you go.
Oh, cheers.
It'll do Ed good to have some company.
Oh?
Yeah, he's had some bad news.
Dad, I'm fine.
It's okay, I understand.
Hey, David, you know anyone who wants to buy a car?
Why, is yours for sale?
Yeah, I'm open to offers. Need to get rid of it quick.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Ed, what... Why are you selling it?
I need the cash, don't I?
What for?
For my plane ticket.
Ticket where?
Well, so I can go to the States.
To what?
The States?
Yeah, Beth's going home. And I'm going with her.
Is that you, Dad?
Hello.
Hi. How's the meeting?
Fine. Yes. In fact, it was all very satisfactory.
Mm-hmm. Matt behaving himself for a change?
Well, no, no, not exactly.
Oh? So how come you're looking so pleased with yourself? All right, don't tell me.
Where's everyone?
Mum's in the bath.
Okay. Is any of that bottle left?
Sorry.
Oh, never mind. I'll start another.
Adam's out with Ian. Celebrating, I imagine.
Huh? Someone's birthday?
The Maggie Maze. He says you've given him the go-ahead.
Oh, that?
Yes, that. Better than a birthday as far as Adam's concerned. He's very full of it.
Hope you two haven't fallen out again.
No, I was perfectly nice to him about it. Surprised, yes.
I know,
but
you weren't so keen on the idea when he first suggested it.
I didn't think you were either.
Huh? What gave you that idea?
Well, you didn't exactly bite his hand off.
Nothing decent, do you? I'll try the cellar.
Though, given the whole situation, I think I understand now why you did it.
Oh?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Okay, okay, look, let me find a bottle, then you can tell me why you think I did it.
Dad, look at it my way. What's there to keep me here now?
Your job, for starters.
What job? I can't work for Oliver because of Bruno. I can't even go near Grange
You
Farm.
Work for me.
Oh, you don't need me.
Yes, I do. You can't just...
Dad.
What about us? Your family?
It's too late. I've decided.
But you can't go and... You tell him, David.
Me? What, you think you'll find work over there? Well, actually, why not?
Well, I've heard they're quite tough on visitors.
Yeah. What about visas?
Your little Beth will be there. She'll help me.
Yes, but...
So Beth's quite happy about this, then?
Yeah, yeah, of course she will be.
So, you haven't told her yet?
No, not yet.
So when?
When I'm ready. And don't you go telling her neither, all
right? Yes, but... What?
Sir, police! Open up!
Oh, flipping it!
Open the doors, this is a police!
Police!
Dad!
Don't just sit there, hide them glasses!
Oh, open up!
Hold on, I know that.
We're all under arrest!
Yeah, okay.
Here, put something over that jug.
But what? There's nothing to put out.
Evening, officers. Okay, nobody move.
Hands against the wall, not me.
It's a fair
You! What the heck?
We have reason to suspect alcohol is being consumed on these premises without a licence.
Oh, give over.
Yeah, nice try.
A real comedian. Do you want to give us a heart attack?
Look at the look in your face, Ellie.
Oh, yeah, ha-ha, very funny.
Mind if you come in?
So you think I said yes to the Magic Maze just to keep Ad unhappy?
Well, didn't you?
I rather presumes he wasn't happy in the first place.
Oh, come on. You know how much he resented being left here while I was in Hungary.
Well, he's not made a fuss to me about it.
He doesn't need to. He can make it perfectly clear if he wants.
Well, even so.
And he did say to me, he told me he feels like the junior partner.
Were those his words?
Yes. He thinks I get all the breaks while he does the dirty work. He's getting really narky about it. Almost paranoid. Don't say you hadn't noticed.
It sounds to me as if he was just letting off steam.
No.
We all do that once in a while.
Oh, Dad, he meant it. No doubt about that.
Well, I haven't noticed it getting in the way of his work.
Maybe not, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't...
I did mean what I said about the Magic Maze. It's a good idea. He's planned it out well. It could bring us some handy extra profit.
A bit of a risk. What if it rains, like last summer?
Well, it's a risk worth taking.
So the fact that you've come round to it now is pure coincidence, hmm?
You know I make these decisions purely in the best interests of the farm.
That doesn't answer my question.
I'm surprised you think me so devious and manipulative, Debbie. Well, perhaps you're the one who's getting paranoid.
And five from me.
Ah, very much.
Do we have to sign our names in blood?
No. Just swear you'll never play a trick like that again.
We all swear. Right.
Okay. You're now official members of Eddie Scrumpy Club.
Good to have you on board, chaps.
I'll see you later.
Are you going?
Yeah, I've got some calls to make. Dad, not a word, all right?
All right.
Bye, excellent. Well, do we get to sit down?
Oh, yeah. Grab a pew. Watch out for the springs.
Oh, this is very cosy, isn't it?
So... Who else knows about it?
You'd be surprised. We've got quite a few members now, and we're getting more all the time. One for you, Ian.
Cheers.
This is great. Camp chairs and home brew. Ooh, real rustic atmosphere.
Yeah, that's the gas heater.
Get used to it.
There you go, Adam.
Oh, cheers. Well, give us your verdict then, Chef.
I'd say it makes up in strength what it lacks in subtlety.
It's good for you, mate. Put hairs on your chest.
Oh, you hear that, Adam?
Well, we'll see. It's true, I promise you.
Bread and cheese here, if you want.
Excellent, you're well organised.
Well, what about a dab of paint? Or some carpet?
Nah.
It's too posh.
Oh, cost, isn't it?
Well, I just happen to know where there's some good quality carpet that's there for the taking.
Yeah.
Up at Grey Gables. It's lying in the stables, left over from the revamp. I could pick you out a nice one if you want.
OK, why not? You're on.
Hey, be careful not to leave the tap on again.
No way.
Well, accidents happen.
But the cider?
Yeah, it came in once and the place was swimming in.
That weren't no accident. That was sabotage.
Really?
Oh, what, you mean?
Bruno. Oh, it had to be, didn't it? We got proof now.
I heard what he did to the van.
Yeah, caught red-handed. And he did all the rest. Let the pony out. He's a menace.
But you've had no trouble since?
Not so far.
Wouldn't dare, surely. Not now he's been caught.
He'd better not try.
Oliver says they're making him pay towards the van repairs.
Yeah.
And they've banned him from seeing his mates.
Oh, fat lot of good. That's gonna do.
Well, you think they should have been tougher?
What? Stopping his pocket money? Keeping him home at nights? Oh, do me a favour.
Well, I suppose there's a limit to what they can do as foster parents.
But I thought the idea was to reform these kids, give them another chance.
Yeah.
Reform? Bruno? What planet are you on?
Oh, it's worth a try, surely.
Yeah. Try and turn one of my ferrets into a vegetarian. He's a foster. He's not going to change.
Adam?
Hi.
Oops. Oh, what are you Ian up to?
It's okay. Ian drove me back.
Oh, don't tell me. That smallest grumpy fumes in the air.
Oh, lethal stuff. Creeps up on you.
Well, you want something to take the taste away?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Yeah, it's probably wise.
The 95?
Mm. Well, I think I deserve it. It's not every day I get the better of Matt Crawford.
Huh? Come on, tell me about it.
Well, it's quite complicated. I'm not sure in your state...
No, come on, I want to hear.
Well, apparently, Matt owns a patch of land over Hollison Way. It's been earmarked for possible development.
Yeah.
Well, at the meeting tonight, he proposed that Borchester Land should buy it off him as an investment.
Hmm. That's fair enough. Isn't it?
Oh, yes. But he wanted an option to buy back at cost price if planning was turned down. Well, Andrew Eagleton was about to wave it through, but I thought, hello, what's going on here? Adam, how much of that scrump have you had?
No, I'm fine. Carry on.
Right, well, I'll keep it simple for you. Matt's in the middle of the divorce. Mm. So he'll be looking for ways to hide his assets from Yvette. This would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Well, just take it from me. He was trying to use the company to conceal his assets, and I wasn't having that.
So what did you...
Well, I put down a motion saying we shouldn't buy until planning permission was granted. It was carried, so the whole thing's been put off for years. I mean, Matt didn't say a word, but I could see he was absolutely furious.
Oh, and that's good, is it?
It felt good at the time, believe me.
I mean, annoying your business partner.
So Matt may not like it. But what can he do?
The question that's troubling many of us at the moment, will Neil and Susan ever move out of that caravan?
Please, Susan, I was awake half the night.
So go and see Tom and say yes. Then we can all get a good night's sleep.
You might, maybe.
Yes, I would. Instead of being broken homeless, we'd have 10,000 in the bank.
You mean we'd be 10,000 more in debt?
Interest-free, paid back from your wages. What more do you want?
We'd be in debt to Tom Archer.
So what if we are?
I never wanted this, Susan. I don't like going cap in hand.
We didn't. He offered...
After you've let on how broke we are.
Oh, come on, please, not all that again.
Yeah, go on, well, tell the whole village, why don't you? Oh,
Neil, I had to tell him. I thought he was going to sack you. Or is that what you wanted him to do?
No, of course I don't.
So why are you being so stupid and selfish about it all?
That's not fair, Susan.
Oh, I'm not not trying to upset you. I'm not trying to make things difficult. All I want is to get this house finished so we can move out of here and start living a proper life again.
Susan.
I'm sick of this place. Oh, there isn't even room to stack the dishes.
All right. Anyway, I haven't said I'm not going to take up the loan.
So why don't you then? Neil!
Maybe if I go to Tom and say we'll borrow half.
What?
5,000.
No, what's the point?
We'd have a better chance of paying it back.
It's not enough. You know it isn't. If we're going to borrow anything, we've got to borrow it all.
All right. I'll go and see Tom. I'll take his money.
Oh, come on, sit down, relax.
I just don't like being got while I'm...
House rules, no talking business.
It's not that kind of business. If Brian thinks he can meddle in my personal affairs...
Tiger, please. Our first afternoon together for how long?
Look, let me get this off my chest, then I'll shut up, I promise.
All right, if you must.
You see, you know and I know that plot could be developed. That makes it worth a lot of money.
If you say so, darling.
But if I sold it cheap to Borchester Land with an option to buy back at cost, meanwhile, I can pay back that outstanding creditor.
Yes, darling. And which creditor would that be? Honestly, anything to scupper that wife of yours.
It was all set up. I had Andrew briefed at the meeting. He was going to nod it through all hunky-dory. Then Brian goes and puts the boot in. Blocks the old deal. Says they won't buy without planning permission. Motion carried.
You did it on purpose?
Ah, it's hard to say, but... He's a smooth operator when he's on form. But I know where I put my money.
Why would he want to?
Oh, he wouldn't miss a chance to get one over on me just to show he's keeping up.
Well, there's not much you can do about it now.
No. No, more's a pity.
So?
I just can't bear to think of Yvette getting her paws on all
my... Now, Tiger, you promised. Don't let her spoil our time together.
Oh, you're right. Why should she?
Stop wearing a hole in the carpet. Come on. Oh. Who am I?
You're expecting him?
No. If we stay quiet, perhaps they'll... All right, look, you stay in here. Whoever it is, I'll get rid of them.
There he is again, look. Oh, Joe, with that pony of his.
No. Oh. Yes.
Three times now. I reckon he must be going round and round the green. Look, see? His arm's up, he's waving.
Yeah, he's waving at the camera.
God, what a show-off, eh?
Where does he think he's watching?
Look at you, stuck to that screen.
That's great, Liz. You see all sorts on here.
If you want to know what's happening on the green, why not look out the window?
That ain't the same. This is high-tech.
Snooping on your neighbours. Robert Snell's got a lot to answer for.
Oh, it's changing again.
Yeah, it's Who's refreshing.
It? Oh, yeah.
Hey, Linda, look, it's Linda.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Where's she off to?
Shop.
Hey, you know what she's done? She's parked down the road, so she's got an excuse to walk over the green.
Yeah!
You sad?
Oh, that'll be typical. Hogging the stage as usual.
Yeah, playing up to the camera.
Just in case Hollywood's watching. Oh.
Ah.
Ah, sorry. Must have clicked the wrong button.
Excitement over for today, then, boys.
Yeah, well, break for refreshments, I reckon.
Be careful, Mike. Yeah. Too much and I'll make you go blind.
Good for business, Jolene. This computer's been booked solid since they put up the camera.
OK, just excuse me if I can't see the attraction.
Yes, I'll go through the panel.
Oh, Sid, wait. I ain't told you my good news.
Huh? What's this? Fallon decided she's going to be civil to me for a change.
Sid...
What is it then?
We're booked for our first gig. I just had a call from Curly. Isn't it great?
Yes, great.
They don't sound very pleased.
Oh, well, yes, of course. It's just a bit of a surprise. I mean, you only joined up a couple of weeks.
You really got to hand it to Curly. He don't hang about.
So, where is this gig?
It's a Dragon in Borchester.
Oh.
I mean, okay, so it's only a pub gig. We're standing in for another band.
I see.
That's a great opportunity.
When is it?
Well...
I assume it's an evening gig.
Yeah, there could be a slight problem there.
What?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow?
All right, I know!
Red Nose Day? Oh, There's a big deal on the green. We'll be frantic.
We'll manage it somehow.
How? How are we going to manage it? You can't do this to me, Jolene. It's not fair.
So who was it then?
Oh, it was from the phone company. He wanted to come in and test the line. Oh. I told him it wasn't convenient. He wouldn't take no for an answer. Had to be quite rude in the end.
Phone company?
It's twice in a week.
Yeah?
Mm. I've a good mind to complain.
So, he's been round here before?
Yeah, the other day, just as I was leaving for town. Took me ages to get rid of him then.
Right, I see.
Anyway, darling, where were
we? No, hold on. What did he say the last time?
I don't know. Same thing. He wanted to test the line. Something to do with broadband. Why?
Did he have any ID?
Oh, darling, why all these questions?
No. This could be important. Did he show you an ID?
Well, yes, he showed me a car. I didn't bother to look at it.
What was he driving? Was there a van outside?
Oh, Tiger. I didn't know what he was driving. Let's talk about something else.
Pussycat, you have been conned.
What do you mean, conned?
If he was a phone engineer, then I'm a prima ballerina.
Darling. Where's he gone? Well, yeah, I think so. Why was the matter?
He wasn't from the phone company. He was a wide boy. He was trying to talk his way into your house.
Matt.
That's how they operate. Say they've come to read the meter.
But you mean like could have been robbed or murdered?
No.
Oh, don't say things like that, darling. It's horrible.
It's not you he's after. It's me.
Now, look, you're frightening me. I didn't understand.
But don't you get it? It's Yvette. She's got a PI onto me, a private investigator.
You mean... Man,
yes.
Surely not.
I should have guessed. I've had this nasty feeling all week there's been a strange car parked out on the green.
But why would he come round here?
Yvette knows about you. She must do by now, and if she's twigged, I've been hiding stuff round
you. How could she?
You think about it. If Brian's cottoned onto the land deal, how much more does Yvette know already?
She wouldn't have you watched like a criminal.
Don't you believe it? We are going to have to mind our step.
We?
Yes, we. Just be careful what you say to anyone, okay? Look, I'd better scarp now he's out of the way.
Oh, darling, you're not leaving me now.
I can't afford to take any risks. Not with all the stuff I've got stashed away in your attic.
But when how long are you going
just
to be...
Just for a few days.
Days?
Till all this blows over, things cool down a
bit. Oh, must you really?
I'll miss you, babe, too, but I'll soon be back.
Matt!
I phoned Kirsty. She's coming in tomorrow night.
So that's all right then, is it?
Oh, Sid, what more can I do?
You can call off this gig.
No, why should I?
No business night of the week. After all these late rehearsals you've been to.
You'll manage with Kirsty.
We're still going to be pushed.
Sid, I'm not calling off the gig. I can't let down Curly and the boys.
Oh, no. We mustn't upset Curly.
But he's put a lot of work into this band. And he found us the gig.
We all know what a wonderful, talented man he is.
He believes in his music. He's a pro. I want to show him that I am, too.
Okay. If you want to go, then go.
Well, I'm planning to.
I presume you'll be late back.
I'll have to help them with the PA.
Well, I just hope this Curly appreciates the trouble he's putting us to.
Oh, Curly knows how lucky he is to have me in the band.
Does he now?
Oh, yeah. Or so he keeps telling me.
Neil?
Oh.
Neil, I've been trying to call you.
Yeah, I had it switched off.
I thought you were coming home for dinner.
Yeah, I was on the way.
So, did you see Tom? Did you ask him?
Yes, I went to see Tom and I accepted his offer.
Oh.
You're happy now?
Thank goodness. Now we can get on. You'll have to put the plasterer.
Yeah, I know. I'll call him this afternoon.
And there's something else you can do first. You can go and apologise to Mike.
Apologise?
He's at the bar. You can't keep on without him. You need his help.
Oh, dearie, never.
Mike.
You'll never guess.
Oh, it's you. What do you want?
Mike, I'm sorry about what happened the other day.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry too. But I ain't coming back.
Mike, I'm apologising. I was wrong. I can't expect you to work for no pay. All right?
Well, that's fair enough, I suppose.
So...
Either you can pay me or you can. I mean... You've got to make up your mind.
Well, I can now. Things have changed.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah. So, will you come back?
Well, I don't know. You said a lot of hard things to me, Neil. Hurtful things. Really upset me, you know.
Mike.
Maybe we just ain't cut out to work together.
Mike, I've apologised. Yeah. I said I'll pay you. What more do you want, blood?
Nah, no need for that. Of course I'll come back.
Thanks.
All you had to do was say sorry.
So, when?
Well, I don't know. Talking about the present. I can come up this afternoon if you like.
Yeah? Oh, it'd be great if you could.
Okay, then. Let's get these eggs finished.
Will Bruno ever apologise to the Grundys?
Nice little calf, coming on well.
That's good news anyway.
Yeah, Bruno's doing his stuff. Keep him warm and fed without any pressure from me.
Shows what he can do if he tries.
And there were no complaints this morning when he got up to help me with the feeds.
Yes. I actually got good morning out of him when I came down.
Ooh.
And a cup of tea.
Well, perhaps we are getting somewhere.
Oh, what about this apology?
Ah, no luck there, I'm afraid. I tried to talk about it again on the way to school. Like talking to a brick wall.
He still thinks he's in the right.
Same old stuff, yes. I must say I'm getting pretty fed up with hearing the word grass.
I know what you mean.
Trouble is, he still really believes it.
Well, he's going to visit Snatch again next week.
Well, I suppose that's going to help matters.
Well, perhaps if... I mean, I don't want to turn him against his dad, but even Snatch must know in his heart of hearts that Eddie wasn't entirely to blame.
He's hardly going to admit that to Bruno.
I know, but I was thinking. No one's actually told Bruno what really happened over that meat business.
Well, we did try and explain.
Yes, but it was all a bit piecemeal. We haven't sat down with him and gone through the facts calmly and clearly.
You think that'd help?
Who knows?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Emma.
You waiting for the phone?
No, I'm waiting for Edward.
Oh, right.
He's coming with the car, so I don't have to carry this lot home. And I don't want to wait out on the green, not in front of that camera.
Oh, the webcam.
Well, I mean, look at me. My hair is a mess. I've got mud all over me jeans.
Oh, I shouldn't worry about that.
Call me vain if you like. I don't want them to see me on the website.
Who?
Well, you don't know, do you?
Huh. Might be nobody watching.
Oh, yeah. Talking to Robert, anyone can tune in. Anywhere. All over the world.
Oh, so what if they are? You should be proud of who you are.
You think so?
Yeah, never mind a bit of mud. You go out there and dance naked if you want.
Not in this weather, thank you very much.
Well, I think it's a liberty, all these cameras everywhere snooping on our lives. Well, it's like living in a police state.
Anyway, I think I'll stay where I am. It's warmer here out of the wind.
Yeah, well, I'm off to work.
Well, I'll give you Mum my love when you see her.
Yeah.
Where's Edward got to? I hope he ain't forgotten.
Oh, Clary, did I see he's got his car for sale?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a sign in the back window.
Oh, I don't know, Emma. Look, I'm almost hoping he won't be able to sell it.
Why?
Well, look, this is just between you and me, eh? He wants the money for a plane ticket. He's going to America.
What?
With Beth. Well, you knew she was going, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Edward's going with her. That's what he says. That's why he's selling the car.
Oh.
Yeah, and you didn't want to buy it, did you?
No.
Of course you can't drive, yeah.
No.
So now, I'm feeling really torn. I don't want him to go, of course. Such a long way. Who knows when we'd see him again, but I can understand why he wants to go.
Can you...
Oh, Beth's such a lovely girl, isn't she? So warm and easy, such nice manners. And she's been so good for Edward. I think she's the best thing that's ever happened to him. Oh, there he is. No, I'll have to go.
Okay.
And don't say nothing about this, will you? Because Beth don't know yet. It's meant to be a surprise.
No.
Well, bye-bye then, Louie.
Bye.
I don't need this.
Bruno.
I know what happened. Dad told me.
Yes, but there is another side to the story.
If you just listen. You may not agree with us, but at least you can hear us out.
Okay.
Right. Now, just to be clear, No one's denying that Eddie reported your father to the police.
Yeah, grassed him up.
Now, you may think that he acted wrongly, or was being disloyal.
Yeah, too right.
Bruno, please.
Okay, okay.
But have you ever stopped to think, why did he do it? Eddie's one of your father's oldest friends, after all. I mean, why did he let him down?
Well, easy, because he's a grass.
Perhaps it's not quite as simple as that.
I think you know the real answer, even if you won't admit it.
Well, go on then. You're so clever. Why don't you tell me?
When Eddie took the meat, your father didn't tell him that it was condemned. He said it came from a hill farm.
So?
If Eddie'd known the truth, he probably wouldn't have taken it and then got into trouble.
If your father had been honest...
And you called my dad a liar!
But he wasn't.
It's not just us. It all came out in court.
He wasn't completely honest with Eddie. You may find that hard to accept, but that's...
Yeah, because it's not true. It's all rubbish. Why should I believe what you say?
Bruno, we can't make you believe us. If you want to know the truth, why don't you ask your father?
I don't need to. He's already told me.
Well, ask him again.
We're going to visit him next week.
No! Why should I?
Because...
It's my life. He's my dad. You can't tell me what to say.
Bruno...
If you really want to know the truth,
Bruno... we're not telling you what to say. That's up to you, of course. It's only a suggestion. All we're asking is that you think about what we've said.
It's kind of weird, really. This could be one of my last coffees at Jack's.
So when are you going?
Soon, I guess. Now I've made the decision.
Yeah.
Well, it may take me a while to find a cheap flight, and I've some shopping to do. Presents for all the guys back home. You know, I'm so looking forward to seeing them all. It feels so long. I'm getting really excited.
Yeah.
I've had a great time out here. I've had so many amazing experiences. But I'm really starting to miss my mom and dad and baby sister and all of my friends.
What about your friends back here, though? Aren't you sad to leave them?
Of course. I've met so many wonderful people. You and Will, and everyone back at Ambridge. We've had some great times together, haven't we?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing I'm definitely not going to miss, and that's being left here to do a busy shift on my own. You be sure you don't let Kenton mess you around anymore. Stand up for your rights.
Well, thanks for the advice.
And you make sure he gets someone to cover for your maternity leave.
Well, I have tried.
Keep it up. Don't let him off the hook.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry I won't be here to do it myself.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Well, this is what I hate about leaving somewhere you love. You always feel you're letting somebody down.
So, what about Ed?
Yeah, that's going to be hardest of all. He's such a sweet guy. And we really got close, you know?
How does he feel about it?
Well, he took it pretty hard, I guess. Well, when I first told him. But he seems happier now. Maybe he's getting used to it.
Maybe.
They've all been so good to me. Him and Clary. Well, the whole family. It's been a real home from home.
Do you think we'll see Ed again? I mean, if you come back.
If I do, it won't be any time soon. I'll have to stay and finish my course at college.
Right.
But hey, it's not like I'm going tomorrow. I'll be around a little while longer. You've not seen the last of me yet.
I can't get over Alan in that wig. What does he look like?
Puts us all to shame.
I feel daft enough in my red nose.
Oh, I don't know.
That don't you dare say it suits me.
At least you've tried. I couldn't find anything.
Glad it's dark now. Anyway, they can't see me on the camera.
Oh, yes, I've forgotten about that.
Here, I've got some change.
Oh, throw it in. It's all welcome.
Right.
Oh, you're doing well, I see.
I've been stood out here since before six.
Still getting quite chilly.
Yeah, I'll be going in soon. There's food inside if you want. Hot dogs and burgers and things.
Caroline, have you told Clary about...
Yes. Bruno.
I haven't seen him down here tonight.
No, he's staying at home.
Oh, we thought it was best.
Well, I wish I could say I felt sorry for him, but I can't. Not after what happened.
Yes, we understand that.
And he still don't believe he's done nothing wrong. That's what I can't understand.
Well, we've been working on that.
Yes, I'm taking him to visit his father again next week. We're hoping he'll ask Snatch what really happened over the condemned meat.
Well, I can do is wish you luck.
You got room in there, Clary?
Oh, yeah, chuck it in.
Evening.
Evening. OK, what about a hot dog?
Oh, eh? You poor starving man, come on.
See you later.
See you.
Bye.
You going in, Emma?
Oh, I don't know. Is Ed in there?
Yeah, him and Beth. They've just gone in.
Does she know? I mean, has Ed told her?
Oh, I don't know, Emma, but he can't leave it much longer.
There you go.
Plenty of ketchup?
Oh, thanks.
No, it's hot, mind.
Oh, great. Oh, you're so good to me.
Welcome.
I've been spoiled. Oh, that's the trouble. Who's going to buy me hot dogs when I'm back home, huh?
Beth?
No. We promised not to talk about that tonight. Well, let's have some fun.
No, Beth, wait. Wait, I've got something to tell you.
Oh?
Yeah, it's some good news. I found a buyer for the car.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so...
Well, so you'll have to start looking for another.
No, I won't need it.
Well, so how will you manage to...
Well, I'm going to use the money to buy a plane ticket. Well, I'm coming with you.
Ed.
That's great, isn't it? I'll have some cash to spare and all.
Oh, no. Ed, no, don't do this to me.
What?
It wasn't meant to be like this. I thought you understood.
What are you saying?
No. Oh, no. Well, how can I say this?
Beth?
You're such a beautiful guy. I've had a wonderful time here. One of the best times of my life. And I'm going to miss you so much. But nothing lasts forever, Ed. Don't you see? When I go home, I'm going alone. Oh, please don't look at me that way.
Well, no, I understand.
Ed.
That's okay, yeah.
Ah, Ed, can I have a... Ed?
I think you better leave him. I think he needs some time.
Ed? Why is that in here? I thought you'd be over in the ore.
Bad enough.
Oh, you're missing out on all the fun.
Fun.
Where's Beth? Oh, can I sit here?
Feel free.
I thought you'd be all excited. You know, because... Wow, you're going to America.
Who told you that?
Clary. I know it. It's okay. I've not told anyone else.
Forget it. Just forget it.
Why? Ed, what is it? What's the matter?
Mum was wrong. I'm not going to the States.
You...
It's all changed. I'm not going with Beth. I'm not going anywhere.
So why?
Well, I changed my mind. Look, I'm not going. Just leave it, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
There's a catering-sized can of worms. The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.